Distorted View Daily proudly presents the triumphant return of the God Warrior on Trading Spouses.
I just had this feeling, and it was like ringing through me. I cannot explain it. What stinks? Okay, guys, it stinks really bad. I don't know what it is. What did y'all put in there?
We didn't put anything in it.
Guys, this is like real.
It's just weird that she started like freaking out. There was no need for it.
Guys, what is it? I gotta do something.
Throwing up.
What is it? What is it?
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim and the James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of program. It's got a great show for you. You know, at the top of the program, I was just thinking about the fun game I started a while ago on Twitter, where whenever I'm at Walmart, I ask you guys to have me find things, like a fat person on a scooter, a Walmart associate with gold teeth, you know, that type of thing. It's a fun game to play on Twitter. Whenever you're at Walmart, you just Twitter, "Hey, I'm here," and then all of your followers will have you find things, and then you take pictures of what they ask. Well, someone has taken this one step further and created Walmart Bingo. Now, you have to bring this card with you and your bingo stamper, and whenever you see one of these things on your card, then you mark it off, and the first person to get a line or a postage stamp or whatever wins. So I'll put a link on the show notes today to a sample Walmart bingo card, but some of the spaces include rat tail hairstyle. Whenever you see someone with a rat tail, you have to, you can mark it off. Child without shoes, a woman with hair curlers, someone with an eye patch, an obese person using a scooter. I gave him that idea. A white girl with three or more multiracial children. Someone using an oxygen tank. Kid riding a bike in the store. Frozen food item left in a random aisle. Bearded women. Someone using a voice box. Unattended crying children. Dirty diaper left in a parking lot. Yeah, that type of stuff. So it's Walmart bingo. If you have any suggestions, we can add to that and make more bingo cards up. Give you something to do when you're at Walmart. I've got some new Craigslist ads for you. I'm looking for dick. And so I ran across these things. This is from New York City. There's, I got three or four of them here for you. The first one is a man looking for a woman. "I was thinking how I would love to smell and taste a lot of different pussies. If you would like that, and I'm very good at licking, we should talk. I also wonder if I could just smell you on your panties. This is really safe sex. We meet and have a drink or coffee, talk dirty a bit, and get you wet. Then you go take your panties off, probably in a bathroom. You also could go masturbate and suck up your juices on them. Then you hand them to me, and I go into the restroom and get a good sense of your smell, of your pussy. I will rub them on my face and enjoy them. If you're having your period and a bit of that is on them, that's hot too. I don't want to keep the panties." He's not going to steal your panties. He will return them. "I just want to enjoy the smell of your cunt. We could do this at Starbucks or Barnes & Noble, my car, in the park. Lots of possibilities. Seems like fun to me. What do you think? I'm an older white guy. So there you go. That's what older white men are looking for. Here's another ad from New York. This is a guy looking for another dude. He's 27 years old. The headline is, "Give me a real shit blowjob with lipstick on." I don't know what the hell that means. "I'm a clean, good-looking, straight male that sometimes gets into scat. Not into eating, though, because that's gross. Love to shit fuck and have my dick licked clean, or have you shit on my dick, or me shit in your mouth, then give me a really nasty raw shit blowjob." Hold on just a second, I need to find a sound file. Here we go. Shit blowjob. Shit blowjob. Shit blowjob. I did that live. Record that. All right, moving on here. Where are we at here? This is for real people with full assholes that love to eat and suck cock. Try to find someone real before with no luck, so please, no games. I'm very DL, so I'll only send a pic if you have one first. All right, there's that one. If you're not into, shit blow jobs, how about this guy? He's a hot pig who wants to eat your hole. Hot pig wants some butthole. You host. Let me slurp tongue fuck that hot fart hole. Dirty stinky a plus. And, okay, and finally, and there's a reason why I've picked a bunch of scat-related Craigslist postings. You'll find out in a second. The final posting is from Queens, from a 44-year-old scat eater. "You should host..." Oh, no, he's looking for a scat eater. "Looking for a scat eater to take my dump straight into your mouth. I feed only, no mess." First of all, you know, scat is not an exact science. You know, when you're hovering your ass over someone's mouth, there's a good chance, a couple pieces are going to miss. You know what I mean? And that's if you have a nice hard bowel movement. If it's wet, then, you know, there's going to be a mess. You should just expect a mess. Get some rubber sheets or something. So that's what's happening in Queens. Now, the reason why I bring this up, many years ago, I played a clip from the Alexis K. Tyler show where Alexis and her son were talking about women not shitting for days on end over their, you know, boyfriend's house because they're embarrassed to take a bowel movement. And DV listener Jeremy sent in an extended clip. There's parts of this that I've never heard before, so we're going to go through this right now. I love Alexis K. Tyler. You know that. We haven't played her in a while. So here's Alexis K. Tyler talking about women who are afraid to poop in front of their boyfriends.
"Y'all need to stop going over these men's house, spending the night fucking these men for 2 and 3 nights in a row, and then refusing to shit for 2 and 3 nights in a row. Yeah? Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Y'all laying up.
Yeah, we're going there. That's right, Alexis.
Fucking these niggas, and then you hold your shit, but you don't hold off from taking all that dick. And it's really inappropriate. It's fucked up. I didn't know that we were actually reducing ourselves to this level."
Alexis seems offended by this. It's very inappropriate.
"Why do women feel like when you meet a nigga for the first time, you know, or the first few months, you don't really know him that well. You know him well enough to get up in your pussy, but you don't know him well enough to take a shit in his bathroom. All you gotta do..."
I think that's kind of sweet, you know. She doesn't want the guy smelling her disgusting, dirty asshole.
"But go in there, that's take weird. Your ass in there, because that's really nasty. For you to have shit backed up in your ass for days at a time, but then you letting him damn run a dick all up in your damn pussy, and you sucking a dick all kind of ways and bending over all kind of ways. But then you doing what you can to hold your shit back up in your ass and wait till you get home in the privacy of your damn home. And then take a laxative or something, or flush your ass out and then just let the shit explode. So what, you just want to have some, you want to stink in private? You want to have your funky ass up there in private where he can't smell the shit and hear the shit, so you rather smell the pussy juice."
funky ass pussy juice. Alexis all over the map here.
"But you don't want him to smell that shit, all that fume coming out your ass. You don't want him to know how stinking the shit can really get."
Fumes.
"I don't know what the reason is, but I know that this is a very dangerous thing to do. This is a very bad health habit, and the niggas know it. They talking about the shit behind our back. They know that you holding this shit back
right
until you get home. And then, what you got to say about it, son?
I know from what I done seen and I done heard, it's So I know a true guy done seen it and heard it.
Wait.
So I know a true guy done seen it and heard it. Meet a man and go over his house for 3 nights in a row and hold it, and then come back home just to take a shower and shit 3 days later and go back with him and do the same thing, hold that shit for 3 more days.
So, I mean, what do you know? Are these women eating any food for 3 days? They just fucking eating dick.
Both of them and not chin.
So they eating food, eating dick, taking dick all in their damn ass and in their pussy. But then they can manage, because I'm wondering what kind of asshole they got. How they pussy built to be able to take a whole dick up there and then hold back the shit till they get home?
That's what they do. I have no idea how they bowel work. I know mine got to move every morning, every day. You know, I don't know.
I think I love the son the most. You can barely understand what he's saying. Alexis then relays a very interesting story about a relative.
My cousin, their mama had got so sick to the point that she had to be hospitalized. And she wasn't able to use the bathroom. Do you know that she was in the hospital and they kept trying to make her use the bathroom? Her bowels had locked up. And your body refuses to be denied one way or another. It's going to take care of itself. Do you know her body started pushing her shit out of her mouth?
What?
She actually started having bowel movements come through her mouth.
That is, I mean, could you, like, I can't even get a word out. Having to taste shit coming out of your mouth?
Because they couldn't come out of her ass. And this lady ended up dying behind this shit.
Yeah.
So we need to start
taking... Possible?
Our little overnight bags, our hygiene stuff. If your ass stank that bad, take some damn hygiene spray and some of that Lysol. Mix a little Clorox in there. Throw a little ammonia in there.
No, you should not use Lysol and bleach on your asshole. I have to disagree with Alexis K. Tyler here. Not a good idea.
Kind of spray bottle, spray the shit round where you, as the shit coming out. And you smell that shit start fuming up and start damn gassing up the bathroom. Flush it real fast and then start spraying it around your ass. Get that spray bottle. Make your homemade spray bottle. Put a little water in there. The ammonia in there. A little baking soda. Damn bleach in there. And puff it round there. And puff it round you. Lift your ass up and lift the seat up and squash it down there. Spray it round in your crack and shit. While that water, you know, hitting it. Make sure when the shit hit the water and if you stank real bad. Whoosh. Flush that toilet stool, because if you end up letting that, you know, that when somebody's ass stank real bad, have you noticed that when the damn door be closed, if you ain't got no foam or nothing like that to glue the seal around the door, you know that shit, won't that fume ease out around them cracks in that damn door?
It'll come through the vents and go in other rooms and all.
That shit start coming through the damn vent and start going through holes in the floor and start going up under the carpet and shit and things. Maybe y'all need to go to the doctor and get y'all damn get a pap smear, you know, and go around there and let them check up in y'all rectum and thing. If y'all that scared to shit around these niggas, but take you a whole pack. We gonna do a next class body. I'll give you the recipe for you. That squirt bottle. Get that squirt bottle and start spraying that solution around y'all ass and around that toilet up in the airport. Anything you want to say, add to that? Because I'm sorry you had to go through this out here. Oh, you ain't went through. You just hearing your friends go through it.
I ain't went through it, but I know if a girl come to my house, you know, I expect her to use the bathroom. You know, we got air fresh and all that supply.
Thank you, Alexis K. Tyler and son. Finally, before we get into the news, Sam sent me a clip. Thank you very much, Sam. This is apparently a wrestling video, right? Two women are wrestling, and the winner gets to fuck the loser, and it's a, you know, like it's a full length wrestling video. And at the end, you know, the bitch who won got, you know, strapped on a dildo and started fucking the other broad, and then she started using her fist. You pick up here.
That is it.
Yeah.
You are a fucking winner.
Right now she's just using the strap on. Goddess was the winner of the match, by the way. See if you can see if you can tell when the fist actually enters the pussy.
Oh.
fucking winner, Dick.
No.
Right there.
Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Holy fucking
like an opera singer.
Oh my god. No. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fucking oh my fucking god.
Idea.
Oh my god! Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Stupid whore. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now would be a great time to sign up. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done over 1,300 shows. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Tomorrow I have an extended show for you, so you might want to sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, hundreds of boys in a Philippine city turned out Saturday for a day-long circumcision party to provide a safe, free procedure for a rite of passage that most local males undergo as preteens. Some boys cried in their mother's arms. Oh, there's got to be some YouTube videos of this, right? Some boys cried in their mother's arms while others bit their shirts to stifle sobs as doctors carry out the surgery on dozens of makeshift operating tables. I don't think I'd want a circumcision done on anything that's makeshift, you know? I want the very best. Inside a sports stadium in Marikina City, that's outside of Manila. Outside, other boys lined up to await their turn. I'm a big boy now, one boy who had just finished the surgery bragged. Now maybe white women will want to sleep with me. Officials said the event, touted in a press statement as a circumcision party, aims... I'm pretty sure they have those in the gay community as well. Aims to promote safe circumcision and offer poor residents free surgery that would otherwise cost at least $40 in private hospitals. As of mid-afternoon, nearly 1,500 boys aged 9 years and up had been circumcised. There's just like a pile of cock skin. We're going to have a big bonfire at the end. Light the foreskin on fire. Toast marshmallows and stuff on it. Yes, in the Philippines, pre-adolescent and adolescent boys traditionally are circumcised during summer school break from March to May. Worst summer break ever. In rural areas, the surgery is sometimes performed by non-doctors using crude methods. The city also hopes to establish a world record for the... they want to get in the Guinness Book with this one. The city also hopes to establish a world record for the number of people attending a mass circumcision. We applied for the Guinness Book of World Records, and we are recording everything so we can send all the data to them, and hopefully it'll be recognized, said Vice Mayor Jose Fabian Cadiz. So there you go. That's what's happening in the Philippines. Recoculus. Literally, recoculus. Second story we have for you today comes from Texas. How much is too much when it comes to sex education on college campuses? Never enough. A controversial video now has conservative groups taking aim at Texas A&M officials. The extremely graphic video was posted online by a conservative group that shows a sex therapist using pictures and videos to teach gays and lesbians how to safely engage in certain activities. Student Justin Pulliam says how-to sex lessons for gays have no place on his college campus. Most people at the university do not agree with having casual sex. Really? Did you take a poll or something? Or homosexual sex? Or having sex outside of marriage? What? What? You're at a public state university? You're fucking delusional. All right. That the university is institutionally supporting such behavior is disgusting. Pulliam says his group wants to expose the school for sanctioning the event. What makes it even more disgusting is that student fee dollars and taxpayer dollars are funding activities such as this at Texas A&M. However, Lowell Kane from the school's GLBT Professional Network argues little, if any, student fees were used for the seminar. Quote, student fees were not used to pay the therapist to facilitate this workshop. The university and I did go to a business meal with her afterwards to discuss the program, so the total cost associated with the workshop was $20 in change. Kane insists that the seminar was for safe sex educational purposes only. I have a clip here of the video of the seminar.
I think you're going to use your fingers to make sure that there aren't any rough or sharp spots. This is not the time for press-on nails. Getting your nails done all long and beautiful.
Oh, especially press-on nails. They could get lost up in there.
Have them short. Make sure they're trimmed around the edges. You can use one of these little easy-to-find clippers. It's your best friend for anal sex. And make sure that you get around the edges to any
You hear that? Clippers are your best friend for anal sex.
Or hangnails that you might have, because those could scrape, too. And they can do a lot of damage if you're not careful. Touch your finger just to the outside and then move in just slightly, just the very slightest bit until you feel the pressure of the sphincter.
Jam it in all at once.
You never do that. That will make the reflex happen. That will make your man jump up and say, oh, I'm not going to do those anymore. So you want to slide in really gently. Remember, you're seducing a potentially interested but possibly reluctant butthole.
That's right, a potentially interested but reluctant butthole. All right, thank you. The video has ruffled the feathers of Pat Carlson with the Texas Eagle Forum. Who the fuck is that? I don't know how on earth they can call that a safe sex seminar. She said to trim your nails. That's all she said. You gotta seduce the butthole. That was the most disgusting thing, says Carlson. I've been married 41 years and never have I watched something so repulsive. Check out some DV logs. Final story we have.
I'm gonna let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig. Okay.
You know what? Okay, thank you. You know what Father of the Year Alec Baldwin means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity. Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implant. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Breaking news, Aerosmith rocker Steven Tyler has one of the biggest penises in rock, according to former Guns N' Roses drummer Steven Adler. How do you know that, Steven? Steven Tyler has one of the biggest penises in rock, according to the musician. The former Guns N' Roses drummer claims the Aerosmith frontman has a very impressive manhood, which would leave most men feeling inadequate. Adler told gossip website TMZ, "Those extending pills don't work. I've tried them." After seeing Steven Tyler's rig with five different girls' hands wrapped around it, I'm lucky if I take my clothes off after all of that. I was devastated. Tyler has never been shy when it comes to his sex life, and his claim he lost his virginity to twins when he was just 7 years old. Recalling, his face is still a wreck, though. Who cares what his penis looks like? Recalling his first sexual experience, the American Idol judge says it was at the age of 7 with twins. The Love in an Elevator singer has also boasted that no woman has ever turned down his sexual advances. The 63-year-old rocker, who has previously had relationships with actress and model Krinda Fox, I don't know who the fuck that is, and B.B. Buell, who are these women? Who is the mother of his daughter Liv Tyler, said, "Never. I'm persistent. I'm very sensual and very rhythm-oriented and into poetry. Women can feel that in my cock, apparently." All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaks today.
Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow Member Lamort. Just to say,
hello.
Great job on the show.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. Bye.
Wow. Okay. Kicking things off nicely.
Hey, Tim, Fetch Remember.
It didn't start off with, "Hey, faggot, you suck."
Hey, Tim, Fetch Remember. Danny from Indiana here. Real quick question, and I'll leave you alone. Could you possibly play at the end of your show that, I can't remember the woman who sings it, but it's straight out of Compton, and she sings it very melodically.
Yeah, Nina Gordon. I played that a few days ago, probably after you sent this voicemail, so you got your Nina Gordon straight out of Compton fix.
Jagoo, Timothy Bader Boy Henson. This is Loyal Sideshow Freak, Dr. Barry Badtuck, the freelance pediatric gynecologist. Yeah. And I was just calling in to wish you a belated happy birthday. Jagoo.
Thank you. My birthday is in August.
Hey, Timmy.
Very belated.
Hey, Timmy. Just listen to today's show with the tech support phone calls. And I used to do some... Danny from New York, by the way. Used to do some on-site troubleshooting. And, you know, when somebody leaves their office because their computer isn't working and they don't want to be anywhere near the nerd that's doing their tech support, it's tough sometimes to just tell them that they made a horrible mistake. So when I would find that somebody didn't turn something on and that's why it wasn't working, I'd just kill some time in their office, you know, play a little Tetris or something, and then write down on the work order, IS fault for idiot switch. Have a good one.
Okay. And you bill them for that, right? Nice.
Sideshow member TJ from Chicago.
Hi, TJ.
I have a suggestion, a request, if you will. Remember all the way back in 2005 when you produced a couple of episodes of the pseudocast where you...
Yes.
You know, make fake episodes of podcasts you wished existed?
Yes, that is exactly what the pseudocast was. These are... podcasts that don't really exist, but I wish they did. And the first installment was called The Deepest Cut. I actually have it here if you want to hear it.
Hi. My name is Cassie Hope, and this is my podcast, The Deepest Cut. On this program, I'm going to talk about my family, my dad, my stepmom, my real mom, school, boys, everything, through the eyes of a cutter.
Yes, Cassie Hope was the host of The Deepest Cut. She's a 14-year-old cutter. Actually, at the end of the show today, I'll play the whole Deepest Cut pseudocast. It's like 5 minutes in length, if you want to hear that. Okay, moving on now.
Hey, Tim, it's Tone Deaf Juan.
Jello.
Quadruple lifetime freak show member. I'm looking at the... National Geographic magazine, and they have a picture of an ear growing in a petri dish. What do you think about that, huh? It's pretty amazing what they can do these
days. Just look at
now you can grow your own bladder.
Fat African women's titties.
Want to read the article? It's pretty interesting.
Wants to look at
and of course, as always, have a great day.
Thank you, Tone Deaf.
Hey, Tim, it's White Sword. Just catching up to all the shows and heard my call. No, I never did a podcast, but I was
really?
One of the original Tell Me listeners. Back in the day, but I was telling someone about all the original podcasts when they first started coming out, and I was explaining to them Pedalogs, and I was wondering if you remember them, or was that just my imagination of a pedophile podcast?
No, you're absolutely right. There was a real podcast. This wasn't a pseudocast. This was a real podcast hosted by pedophiles called The Pedalog, and I can't remember how many episodes they produced, but I'm pretty sure they got in trouble for that. Someone made them stop doing... If anyone has a copy of a couple episodes of the Pedalogs, please send them to me. I remember Corey did a mashup featuring a bunch of clips from the Pedalogs. Just creepy, creepy men. Wonderful.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Fatty Cakes calling all the way from Ontario. Yep, you've got a Canada fag listening. I just wanted to call
Rainbow
in, tell you how much of a freak I am. I'm someone who, you know, listens to a lot of people bitching about, you know, how horrible their lives are, especially online. I don't get it.
I work at a suicide hotline.
I'm one of the most apathetic people, and to tell you just how apathetic I am, 90% of the time when people are talking to me and telling me, you know, their boyfriend beats them or this or that, I'm just sitting there masturbating and waiting for them to stop. other than that,
You're
yeah.
horrible at your job. Please record your phone calls.
Chiku. Have a nice day, and, you know, spread the distortion.
Listen to that.
I've been telling all my friends about the podcast.
Good girl.
Hope to get a few more people into this.
She's a proud member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, freaks. This is Naughty Nipples. I've been drinking a little bit, but anyway, I'm calling in. So I just listened to the latest show, and Timmy, you know, Mrs. Miller's cover... of Still Alive. I mean, her dulcet tones were just beautiful. But I was, you know, you fucking...
Yeah, he's referring to the Sideshow exclusive Sextastic Tuesday story, which was a piece of Portal fan fiction. At the very end, Mrs. Miller saying the theme song's still alive.
Murders are freaky. So, you know, one more reason still alive. I thought it was some kind of Pearl Jam cover. But as it turns out, you know, I looked it up on Wikipedia and iTunes, and it has to do with the Sextastic Tuesday and this gaming bullshit. So, I checked out the song, and you know, it's really good, actually. This really pretty auto-tuned singer, you know, with these haunting, crazy, pretty bullshit lyrics. It's like HAL 9000 and Skynet,
right,
AI,
exactly.
Bullshit,
that's,
you know.
That's a good description of GLaDOS.
Aperture Science, you know, fucking freaky. So the album actually is pretty good. I downloaded the whole album, but now do I have to go buy a gaming console? Fucking gaming.
No, you have a you can play Portal on your computer.
Oh, thanks a lot.
All right, enough, idiot.
Hey, Tim, this is, I'm not going to say my name. It's April 27th. I'm just listening to the show, and I'm also a virgin, kind of by choice. You could say that.
You're a virgin by kind of by choice.
And I'm also a virgin, kind of by choice. You could say that. Anyways, I don't really smoke or drink or anything. Most I've done is smoke some hookah, have a few beers. My life's pretty boring.
Okay, well, hookah, beer.
That's about it. I'm going to do my homework. So,
all right, sounds good. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivis calling in. I got two things. The first, I think you should have your mom read an episode of Sextastic Tuesday.
Are you crazy, man?
That could be a lot of fun. The second is
I'd have her read it if it was a very veiled, you know, like sextastic erotic piece of fiction. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear her use the word penis or cock or vulva. I don't know many stories that use the word vulva, but you know what I'm saying. I don't want any explicit words.
Play knight in shining armor.
Maybe Corey could write a good Sextastic Tuesday.
Because
I don't think my mom would understand words like, you know, throbbing mushroom stick. You know, I mean, like, you know, those type of words.
Helpless Taco Bell cashier from a TNB bum. It was fantastic.
Thank you everyone for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Did you know, God?
Do you know her body start pushing her shit out of her mouth?
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes, and I will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
My name is Cassie Hope, and this is my podcast, The Deepest Cut. On this program, I'm going to talk about my family, my dad, my stepmom, my real mom, school, boys, everything, through the eyes of a cutter. Please listen to the full podcast before you judge me. Enjoy the show. Say at the top of the show, Marcy Fleming, you may think you know me, but you don't, okay? You don't know anything that I've been through. So you should just keep your mouth shut about things you don't know about. Hi, this is Cassie, and this is The Deepest Cut. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about stuff that's been going on at school. But first, I want to respond to some emails I got. Guys, you don't understand what it's like to be a cutter, okay? It's the only thing, when I cut myself, it's the only thing that feels real, okay? That's why I do it. You don't understand what it's like. You don't live in my life, so just shut up about things you don't know about. And this girl, Angela, wrote in. She asked herself, Angela was asking me, when's the first time I cutted? And the first time I ever heard about cutting, I was watching The Real World on MTV, which is like one of my favorite shows. Not so much anymore, but it used to be. And one of the characters, cut. And she, it really made sense because she was dealing with so much in her life, like I am. And, sometimes she just couldn't deal with the pain. And so the best way to deal with it is to, in my opinion, is to go with, you know, a pain that you can deal with. And that's physical pain, because you know how to react to that, as opposed to emotional pain. So I guess my suggestion for people who are going through stuff is to just, like, hide it, cover it up with something else. So that was the emails I got from the first show that I did. And that was on, like, last month. But I want to talk about the stuff that's been going on in school. And, like, you know how I totally hate getting in the middle when friends are fighting, right? But Amy and Bethany are going at it like crazy, and I just don't know what to do. I totally hate it, because they keep coming up to me, and they want me to, like, pick sides. And I'm, like, friends with them both, and I really like them both, and I just wish they'd really stop. You guys are, like, ruining our friendship. The most important thing we have in our lives is each other, and you guys should realize that. So I'm telling that right now to both of you, because I know you listen. Amy, you were there for me last week when I really needed you, and I'll never forget it. And Bethany, you were, like, the most important person in my life, except for Ashton Kutcher. And your flame burns in my heart always. Together, we're unstoppable. So please, stop this fighting, okay? Okay, Amy, you know Bethany didn't mean it when she was talking about your body, and, I mean, you know, like, not everyone can have, like, huge boobs, and that's okay. Big boobs are gross anyways. And Bethany, you know that Amy didn't mean to steal your man. Yeah, right. Amy, you are such a whore, bag, slut, dyke, loser. I'm totally not even your friend. I was just saying that so you'd listen to this, so I could tell you that you will pay. No one crosses Bethany and Cassie. I'm totally telling everyone it was you who stuck the frozen hot dog in your cooch. A foot long. Oh, and by the way, I hope you enjoy yourself tonight, because tomorrow you're going to be the laughingstock of the whole universe! P.S. Marcy... I'm not hungry! I'm not hungry! I'll be out in a minute! Dad, I said I wasn't... Why can't you leave me alone? Just leave me alone! Because you don't understand me! Whatever! Whatever! Oh, my God. I hate them. Where is it? I'll show them. I just don't get it. I hate them. I need to get a wet cloth. Hold on. Okay, that's all the time we have on this podcast. So, in closing, I just want to say, Marcy Fleming, I still hate you more than anyone. Get a red-hot curling iron stuck in your vagina, fat ass. And I'll see you girls at school tomorrow. Oh, and Ludacris rules, like, to infinity. Bye. Why your girls wanna tag along? Trust them birds is jealous. My words embellish. Plus they heard that I kiss every curve and crevice. You've been listening to the Pseudocast, podcast from an alternate reality. For more information, visit www.entertainit.com. From the warped minds that brought you...
Come for the news of the weird. Stay for the audio pornography.
What?
It's the distorted view show.